As a best-selling author, Ashley Rhodes Corder has penned a story that in some ways sounds so familiar. The tale of somebody battling adversity and overcoming long odds, stirring cliches that provide the lifeblood of many narratives. However, her work is not fiction. Instead, the memoir Three Little Words is very much a real-life saga of her childhood living through a decade of foster care.
One foster home that had 16 kids sharing two bedrooms in a trailer, and we were beaten, starved, locked outside, forced to swallow hot sauce. I mean, all these crazy kind of horror stories you read about in the news, they were happening in this home. My younger brother was almost killed in this home.
When she speaks Wednesday night at the annual dinner for the Mental Health Association of Erie County, Ashley Rhodes Corder will certainly share her personal drama. From age 3 to 12, she lived in 14 foster homes and 2 group homes. Later, while researching her book, she discovered that convicted felons lived at 1 in 4 of those homes. Some of her caseworkers found themselves in legal troubles, arrested for falsifying records by the state of Florida. Can you kind of describe what happens to a child emotionally and mentally going from foster home to foster home?
For me, I was very young when I was removed from my mother. I do have a younger brother, and sometimes we were in foster homes together, sometimes we were separated. And I think for a child, it's all so confusing and so scary because no one ever explained anything. Didn't know where my mother was, where my brother was, why I was being moved, why I was staying. Did these people like me? Were these people not going to like me? Why am I changing schools? I mean, it was just this blur of faces and people and changes and transitions. And so we tend to feel very afraid or worthless or like there's something wrong with us because we're being thrown away constantly.
And with that baggage comes some sobering realities for foster children. According to Rhodes Corder, less than half will graduate high school. Less than 2% will earn bachelor's degrees. A study of one prison found that 70% of its inmates had spent time in foster care. Now with a master's degree and a best-selling book on her resume, Ashley Rhodes Corder could be viewed as a rags-to-riches, a tale of rugged individualism. But in this case, this story turns with the emergence of a hero.
I eventually was assigned a guardian ad litem, and in most states they're called CASA volunteers, court-appointed special advocates. This volunteer, her name was Mary Miller, she came in and she sort of said, hey, this isn't appropriate. These kids, they needed an advocate. They needed someone to fight for them, you know, they being we. She hounded people. I mean, she just made sure that we had our needs met. If a doctor said, oh, well, we don't take her form of health care, she found another doctor that would. She made sure that I was going to the dentist, that I had school supplies, that I had clothing that fit. I mean, she just really filled in all these extra gaps. And there wasn't anything remarkable about Mary in the sense that, you know, she doesn't have a PhD. She didn't have special training in psychology or social work or child welfare. She was just someone who cared. And in foster care, there are very few roles that are there specifically for the best interest of the child. And that's what's wonderful about CASA, is that they are there to speak for the child, not for the biological parent, not for the state, not for foster parents. You know, they are for the best interest of the child, which is a very unique perspective that has to be heard in court.
Corder's memoir, Three Little Words, is in the process of becoming a film. Starring in the hero's role, playing the part of CASA volunteer Mary Miller, award-winning actress Reese Witherspoon. It may be going Hollywood, but this is not all happy endings. Rhodes Corder says her brother, another life spent in foster care, has become what she calls a traditional statistic, which for foster kids often includes homelessness and a life on the wrong side of the law. But Ashley Rhodes Corder continues to fight back against the odds. She and her husband have opened their home to society's most vulnerable. They've hosted 16 foster children.
My thought is always like, well, how can we not? We've had toddlers with STDs, kids that were found with dead bodies. Our friends got a baby that was found in the shopping cart on the highway. I mean, these stories, this isn't a third world country. This is right here in our own backyard.
Ashley Rhodes Corder speaks Wednesday night at the annual dinner for the Mental Health Association of Erie County. She'll take part in a workshop earlier in the day. Her message hopes for more heroes, ready to do whatever they can.
Our outcomes can be just as successful, if not more so, than anybody else, because we have that adversity. We have that little something that makes us special, that makes us a fighter. And I think that those characteristics, when when fostered the appropriate way, I mean, these kids are just incredible. There's always a way to help this cause, either by becoming a CASA volunteer, becoming a foster or adoptive parent, or perhaps you're a business owner who can hire kids who are aging out of foster care.